From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An independent report being done in connection with the fatal stabbing of HSU student David Josiah Lawson is almost done. At a meeting this week, Jim Birch, president of the National Police Foundation, said the report should be in the city's hands within the next few weeks. At that time, Arcata officials will decide if the report goes public. A draft's already finished and is now circulating between team members to make sure it's accurate. Once complete and turned over, Arcata's city manager telling council that the city will release any information that will not jeopardize the ongoing investigation. Former College of the Redwoods basketball coach Aaron Hungerford pleading guilty Friday to one count of DUI, vandalism, and driving on a suspended license stemming from two separate incidents last year. The Redwood Times reports Hungerford was fired from his job as head coach of the school's basketball team, was sentenced to 90 days in county jail, 3 years probation for the DUI charge. He's being fined more than $2,000. The Humboldt County DA's office is looking into where the money came from to free a Eureka man who's been charged with vehicular manslaughter. A house was used as collateral for the bail of Ryder Stapp, whose vehicle slammed into a house, killing 62-year-old Bob Bland, who was inside on June 28th. The DA says the house in question belongs to a man whom authorities say has used it for unlawful marijuana growing in the past. The owner's done time in connection with manufacture of a controlled substance. Last night, Humboldt Bay Fire dispatched to the Best Western at 3500 Broadway Street. Crews arriving, they were alerted to smoke and flames pushing out of the left side of the building by several guests who had evacuated. At this time, they think the fire started in the walls of a sauna, the result of a faulty heating unit. Authorities say the sprinkler in the fitness room was operating properly at the time and was activated to release water as designed. Crews evacuated the building and were able to extinguish the remaining smoke and flames. There were no injuries reported. Damage was confined to the fitness room area at about $20,000 damage. After working with PG&E to secure power and gas and with hotel maintenance to secure fire watch, guests were allowed to return to their rooms. Again, no injuries. The City of Eureka will continue performing road construction work on Waterfront Drive from G Street to J Street. It happens next Monday through next Saturday. That work requires road and sidewalk closures for the length of the construction. Work typically will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. That is weather permitting. Alternate routes are advised. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.